Tappers, welcome in to another edition of the Daily Tap. It is Friday, August 3rd. How are we all doing? I'm doing all right. I taped a podcast late last night, and once again, it deleted on me, which I'm on a bad streak of doing that on a Friday, so I got to stop that. Probably going to force me to set up my actual studio since I've not done that yet, and I've been living here for, let's see, almost over a month, month and a half. But we'll get that going. Excited to talk to you guys today. We're going to do Free Chalk Friday. Looking forward to it. Have a few topics here listed. No, I have not listened to Astro World yet. I'm going to take it to the gym with me and see what all the buzz is, because obviously it is the talk of the internet right now. We'll check that out then. But make sure you're checking out as you're listening to Astro World, Snowtap WI. It's your alternative source for sports. It's definitely a place where you can go and enjoy all the fresh content, as well as follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Any of those are great. Subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, the whole shebang. All right, let's get rolling. So Free Talk Friday is brought to you by Snowtap Gaming. Now, Snowtap Gaming is our new site. If you guys did not hear, we launched a fantasy football and gambling focused patron where it costs $3.40 to join. We have said the first five that join get a free t-shirt. If somehow you already have your Snowtap gear, we'll hook it up in some other way. You can pick, I don't know, maybe it's a beer or two at your favorite bar. Maybe it's, you know, some other thing that we can hook it up with that'll be easy in the city of Milwaukee. I do want to say that Murph's big board is on there. So if you do have a draft this weekend, Murph's giving you his big board. That is very important. I won two fantasy leagues last year and finished second in a third. The reason that happened was because I used Murph's draft board. I utilized that thing. I paid attention to it and read it like a book. And I won a lot of money because of it. I think I banked like $700 last year just by in placing that alone. So be like me. Enjoy having a great ROI. Make fantasy football worth it. If you're sick and tired of finishing sixth, look no further than Snowtap Gaming and Murph's Big Board. Happy to answer any questions if you do have them, but $3.40 a month, guys, you shouldn't have any questions. All right, let's talk about the Milwaukee Brewers. So last night, the Milwaukee Brewers had a 21-5 loss. Not great. Nothing that you like to see from your team. They got blown out, but I really am not stressing too much about it. I didn't wake up this morning and say, God, we got our asses kicked. What does that mean for this weekend? Because it's just the game. I think the Brewers sort of ran out of gas in general. I mean, they had a 17-game stretch. Now and they still do with Colorado, finishing up in Colorado. But I think this West Coast road trip they petered out a little bit. I think last night's game took a lot out of them. And that Dodgers lineup is very difficult. You have to be careful against this Dodger team. And the Brewers weren't. I mean, Jonathan Scope makes the error. Then you have the home run to Cody Bellinger that just stays in line. If it goes 2 inches further, it is still a 2-1 game, and who knows what happens with the rest of the game. It went downhill from there. Julius Ocean definitely didn't have it. Matt Elbers, for fucking sure, should not be on the team anymore. So I'm not freaking out today. Some people are going to make a big deal about Jonathan Scope having 5 strikeouts and in 8 at-bats, and Brian Dozier has 2 home runs. You got to look at this at a wide view, guys. There's a lot of things going on in play. First of all, Dozier's a free agent at the end of this year. Yes, you could have probably got him for Jonathan VR, but you will not have a second baseman, or, you know, Mike Moustakas is obviously leaving, so you have Travis Shaw at third. But you would then say these are two rentals. Scope can be a guy that you could have next year as well, play second base. The other part of this is, and people are like, oh, Travis Shaw has been made into this Hernan, like a better version of Hernan Perez. That's unequivocally not true. Travis Shaw is brutal against left-handers this year. Travis Shaw has not been playing well against lefties all year. Because Travis Shaw struggled against left-handers, he has opened himself up to more of a platoon position. Having a platoon of Travis Shaw and Jonathan Scope is fantastic. If Jonathan Scope moves to shortstop and having all three in at the same time, even better. This team has beef. This team needs to have the power. You need to have depth to win in the postseason. And I don't know why that's hard for so many people to understand, that Jonathan Scope is there not only for this year, but also for next year. And also that the whole idea of Travis Shaw being in more of a platoon is because he's struggled so much against lefties. Now, we'll see what they do tonight. I mean, this is the first right-hander they're facing, Herman Marquez. I think it would be a sneaky troll move, but I would not be surprised if Council doesn't play Scope, just for the fact of all the travel he's done in the last couple of days, you know. And I think you have to wonder if he will get the day off, and then Council basically punts it for another day. I don't know who's pitching on Saturday. I'm pretty sure they maybe Tyler Anderson, who's another lefty. But yeah, who knows? It'll be interesting to see what the Brewers decide to do. Moving on to the Packers and potentially getting Earl Thomas. So Packers aren't in a, there isn't really a running for Earl Thomas. Adam Schefter reported yesterday that the thought is that Earl Thomas will be traded. The Players Tribune had an article from Thomas basically explaining, and the title was like, pay me or trade me. So Earl Thomas is not making any bones about wanting to get paid. He wants to be the one person of the Legion of Boom to get paid. As the Legion of Boom has, as people have, if any sort of NFL journalist, the Legion of Whom, that's going to be like a Fox graphic when the Seahawks are struggling in late September. But yes, Earl Thomas wants to be the leader and wants to stay there for the future. And I think John Schneider wants to rebuild. I think he's shown that as much. I think they need to trade Earl Thomas. Packers have two first-round picks. They could be an obvious suitor for the team. Thomas plays an amazing free safety. You bring him to free safety. Ha-ha Clint Dix moves back up to strong safety. Josh Jones could even play that more of that inside linebacker, rover type, with the absence of Jake Ryan now. Earl Thomas makes a lot of sense for a team who might want to make a run at the Super Bowl. Earl Thomas would shore up that secondary and help a lot of the young players who are back there. And you'd have a swath of veteran leadership with Thomas, Devon House, Tremont Williams, and then you have the young guys as well sprinkled in there. I think Mike Penton would obviously love a guy like Earl Thomas in there. And we'll see if it happens. We'll see if the Packers make any inroads. I mean, I think that it's worth exploring. I don't know if I'd give up a first-round pick for Earl Thomas just based on, I think he, what, has 2 years left on his deal? So you have Thomas for 2 years. If you think that Thomas can sign an extension, you do it. But I wonder if he's fixated on going back to Texas, as he's a Texas native, went to school in Texas. He's talked about playing for the Cowboys. You just wonder if that might not be feasible for the Packers. And then, now, I wouldn't say you're asked in the jackpot. I mean, if you win a Super Bowl, all points moot. But at the same time, you never know. I mean, that's such a hard thing to ask, right? Super Bowl is not an easy one by any means. So other topics. Badgers are number 7 in the coaches poll. The Badger hype train is big. It's significant. It'll be interesting to see if they can sustain it. You can argue that they have one of the best offenses that they've ever had in maybe the last 20 years. The defense is a little shakier than usual. I'm a big Alex Hornibrook believer. I would love to make t-shirts that I believe in Horny, with H-O H-O-R-N-I, red and white, or white and red, because I am a full-on Alex Hornibrook supporter. I think Alex Hornibrook has a chance to be a third or fourth round NFL draft pick. I think he actually does have those skills. I think he's that good. I think he has a little bit of a Jay Cutler in him where he forces passes and he tries to make things happen that aren't there. So I do think the Badgers have potential to be a top 10 team, be a playoff contender. I do understand that a couple things. Number one, they have a tough schedule. They have to go to Iowa on September 22nd. That'll be a premier, probably primetime game between Nate Stanley and Hornibrook. Iowa has a lot back. Iowa's going to contend for the West. That's number one. Number two is the fact that the Badgers have been historically known for not living up to potential when they have the hype. When they have the hype, it seems to be their death knell. And when they're not talked about and move their way up throughout the year, that's usually when you see the best. That's just an old narrative, though. Other big games mentioned, obviously, for the Badgers, they have to go to Michigan. They have to go to Penn State. So a lot of people are, I would say, down on the Badgers from the fact of they know they have a tougher than scheduled than last year. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. All right. Next topic here. So the succession finale is Sunday. I almost did that. I did that on the last pod. I was like, oh, it's tonight. And then I was like, no, Johnny Manziel's tonight. And yes, Johnny Manziel does play tonight, if you are curious. Plays for the Montreal Alouettes. I know our boy Murph, a.k.a. the number one Manziel stand, will be at full mast for the entire thing. He throws a touchdown. You might as well bust out the Jurgens. He is as big of a Johnny supporter as anyone. I am a Johnny supporter, too. This is a pro-Manziel blog. We would love to see a JFF comeback in the National Football League. I think we're close. I think it is going to happen at some point. But yeah, Succession finale is Sunday. The best show of the summer wraps up. It should be good. I mean, there is a lot of things needed to be tied together. We'll see if they do it. We'll obviously talk about it on Monday. But Succession has moved itself into do not text me about this until I've watched. Let me text you. It should be like a question. Hey, have you watched Succession? And then go into it because you don't want to get spoiled. I'm off the internet until I watch it. I really hope for a strong performance from Cousin Greg and Tom. Will Tom leave Shiv? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot there. I might have ruined, I didn't ruin a little bit of it, but if you haven't watched Succession, do binge it this weekend. It's worth your time. You will really enjoy it. I think it's a great show. Science starts slow, so make sure you give yourself a 3-episode rule. Even a 4-episode rule would be good for this. All right, so Kane, the WWE superstar, is a mayor. Yes, that is possible. Kane is a mayor. So that he's mayor of Knox County in Tennessee. So if you didn't think that 2018 could get more fucked up, we have a professional wrestler as a mayor. I look forward to him running for governor of Tennessee as an independent and then going completely off the radar. Shout out to Jesse Ventura. Jesse Ventura is still alive. Not to be crass, but is Jesse Ventura still living? I think he is. I think he does a lot of drugs, but I think Jesse Ventura is still alive. Definitely a dead or alive sort of situation there. All right, let's wrap it up with Colin Kaepernick. So kind of a story that's percolating. It's kind of hitting a peak today is that EA Sports left Colin Kaepernick off some songs, one by Big Sean and YG. I think there was a Big Sean song and a YG song. I don't think it was a collabo. But left off of 2 songs. Madden vowed to fix it. That'll be in the song on August 6th. I'm sure EA Sports is kind of in an ass in the jackpot situation about just being upset about it. But here's what I think happened. I think it was a miscommunication. So from what EA Sports said is basically like, hey, look, we didn't know if we had the rights to have Colin Kaepernick's name in here. He's not under contract. He's not a part of NFLPA right now. We didn't know if we could put Colin Kaepernick's name in there. And I think what happened is they were too afraid to ask. They didn't want to broach the topic to the NFL, to the Players Association, being like, oh, hey, by the way, Colin Kaepernick's in 2 of our songs for Madden, some of the biggest revenue gainers for football and for EA Sports. I think they wanted to keep it under the radar. They're like, you know what? Let's just hide it. Maybe nobody will notice. Well, they noticed, and I wouldn't say it's a crisis, but you had Donovan Mitchell today say, I'm not going to buy Madden, which is kind of a stupid take because, unfortunately, we can't let mistakes happen. People think, oh, it's racially motivated, all this other shit. I think it's more that it was PR motivated, not race, that had anything to do with it. I mean, EA Sports was literally just the same company that has a created female player in NBA Live 2019. So how is it like, how are they not progressive? Is it two different things? Are they just supportive of women's rights and not black rights? I mean, you see how this thing kind of, we go down this weird rabbit hole. It was a mistake. We fucked up because we didn't ask the right people and we heard the wrong things and somebody told them probably the wrong information. And there you have it. So shit happens, man. And let's not overreact. But people will, because that's what happens with any sort of Colin Kaepernick slander, is we overreact and just blow it way the fuck out of proportion. Because that is, it's kind of what Colin Kaepernick wants, if you want me to be honest with you. But we will wrap the podcast. Snowtap WI is where you can find us. Like I said, Snowtap Gaming is the jam. I mentioned it earlier. It will win you money. $3.40 a month. You can afford that. I know you just paid rent. I know maybe you just paid a credit card. You can afford that money. You can afford that cashola. Do it today. Don't be sorry. Don't be on the sidelines when your friends are making money. So we will talk to you tomorrow, probably a later afternoon Saturday pod. I am out and about in the morning, so won't be able to tape then. Maybe if my girlfriend loves me, I can tape a podcast on Friday night. It's kind of our night, you know, how it goes if you're in a relationship. But who knows? Maybe I'll get to squeeze in a podcast this evening. So find us, Snowtap WI. Have yourselves a great Friday on a wonderful Milwaukee day. If you're going to State Fair, enjoy all of the fat foods. Get fat for us. Much appreciated. Take care. See you.